God be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The disciples of Jesus recounted what had taken place along the way and how they had come to recognize him in the breaking of bread. While they were still speaking about this, he stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." But they were startled and terrified, and thought that they were seeing a ghost. Then he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do questions arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you can see I have." And as he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While they were still incredulous for joy and were amazed, he asked them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of baked fish. He took it and ate it in front of them. He said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the laws of Moses and in the prophets and Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
My dear brothers and sisters, yesterday we read how the two disciples were on their way to Emmaus and they encountered Jesus. Now, after encountering Jesus, they returned back where the other disciples were together, and Christ appeared to them. And when he appeared to them, he tried to remind them all the things he told them. And as a way to prove that indeed he resurrected, he now told them to touch his hands and his side. And they were happy that Christ fulfilled that promise he gave to them. And that promise was that he would suffer, he would die, and on the third day, he will rise. By fulfilling this promise, Jesus reminds us, my dear friends in Christ, that even those moments we suffer, even those moments we are not afraid, we are so much afraid of our situations, those moments we tend to lose our faith and hope in him, he is right there with us. We are not alone. The disciples were so much afraid that he has departed, that he has left them, But he returned as he promised. And when he returned, he now showed them all those areas that were nailed. And the most important part of it was he ate with them. And after eating with them, they now felt his presence deeply. And he encouraged them to witness his resurrection. In other words, my dear friends in Christ, as people who are celebrating the Easter resurrection, it is a moment to witness Christ. This joy should lead us outwards to share our joy, to share our faith with others. And while we are doing that, we should not be afraid because we are not alone. He is with us. We have been doing novena, preparing for coming Sunday, Divine Mercy Sunday. Are we participating in this? Because our participation is a way to witness Christ resurrected. It is very important, my dear friends. All the things that were said about him were fulfilled, which means our faith is not just a fairy tale, it is real. And we have to carry out our responsibility as people who are faithful to Christ. And in carrying out that responsibility, we should understand that we are not alone, that he is with us. So let us continue to pray as we rejoice in the glory of the resurrection. Let us continue to witness by our lives, to spread this news that our Lord is risen. And spreading this news has to do with our lives, how we share our joy with people, how we express our joy. May God continue to bless us, and may the words we hear every day continue to transform our lives as we witness the resurrection power.